Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Herbel. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Herbel. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier misplays the ball. That's an error on Javier. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lanier moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Herbel. Brock moves to third. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lanier scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grote moves to third. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grote. The slide. Haller applies the tag. Grote is out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier takes first base on ball four. McCarver moves to second. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCarver scores. Javier moves to third. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Pagan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-1 in the game. Keene strikes out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-1 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball four. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-1 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Matty Alou pinch hits for Jose Pagan. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haller moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Haller trying to get to home. Shannon throws the ball into McCarver who tags Haller who's trying to score from second, for the out. Keene moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing shortstop. Bob Shaw now pitching. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson strikes out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Shannon is called out on strikes. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haller moves to second. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Barney Schultz now pitching. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 3 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Haller hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Cepeda trying to get to home. Brock throws the ball into McCarver, who tags Cepeda, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hart moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Haller and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up towards short. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote is walked intentionally. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Jim Duffalo. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 2, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.